This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like Neanderthal.
Just staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
See bright lights in the midst of clouds and then talk to God. Feeling like his child again. Said, Lord, let me live so I can make you proud again. Because we are.
I'm just human. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy Jedi Flam, representing the White Pants Society. And I got to start like I always do by thanking you first and foremost for taking whatever time out of your day to come chill with me, listen to my random ramblings, whatever it is I do here. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly, greatly appreciate that. Got another guest on today. We're going to get to that in just a second. But first, you know, I got to do the Chef Elise report.
Out of Pepe.
You know I am. Not a whole lot to report. This is actually like the next day after I recorded the last episode. So I gave you all my Chef Elise information then, and now I don't really got shit. I had to go visit her after work today. Because she left her backpack in my car, so I had to drive up there to drop it off. And when I got to the house, she was wearing a Giants jersey. And that might not mean much to you, but it means a lot to me. So I just want to address people real quick. I'm super calm, you know, cool, collected, all that type of shit. I'm trying to be kumbaya, kinder, gentler, Flam. Trying not to be who I used to be. 99% of the shit that people talk about, I could give a fuck about. I don't care about. I don't care about much. It's like six things in the world that mean something to me. It's like podcasting, music, sobriety. Football is high on that fucking list. And anybody knows me knows I'm from the DMV. I'm from DC. I'm a Redskin fan. I don't even like saying Commanders. Whatever it is, I'm the Washington football team fan. And it means a lot to me. Because she got the jersey from somebody. So what I'm trying to say is just don't fuck with me with that. Fuck with me with anything else, and I'll probably just not care. Just laugh it off. But just leave football and my daughter alone. I know she was born here in Texas, but her parents from the DMV. She's a Commanders fan. That's how it's going to be. She ever come home and tell me she a Cowboy fan, we might not speak again. It won't be that serious, but she definitely got to find somewhere else to be. She can't stay here like that. But I'm just please. Like it shouldn't be that important to you for her to be a Giants fan. It is very important to me that she's a Commanders fan. Just don't fuck with me on that. All right. That's all I got for the Chef Elise report. I'm moving on. Yes, sir, I am. I got a special guest with me this afternoon. She's been on the show before, but this is our first solo episode, just me and her. You know, she's reminded me of that several times in the last couple of days. I don't really know what we're going to talk about. We might have had a topic in mind. I'm not sure if that's where we should go. We're going to figure it out. You know, we talk in group chats and shit, you know, quite often. So I'm sure we can freestyle this. But I got the host of the Psychopath podcast. I'm on there this week. So check it out. I mean, I'm saying this week, but when this comes out, it might not be this week. Fuck it, though. But I got Dremo. Dremo or Drea, what you want to be tonight?
Whatever you want to call me. Doesn't matter.
All right, we going with Drea. I think you prefer Drea. I'm trying to be accommodating.
Yeah, because Dremo was just something on a whim and it just... Again, I didn't think I would be where I am today, so it's like annoying as fuck. Like, damn, Dremo, I'm really Dremo. I don't want to be Dremo, but I'm Dremo. That makes sense.
You ain't think the podcast, because you got the necklace with Psychopath on it, so like you invested in this shit. You ain't think it was going to pop, like you always going to go this long?
I didn't think it would get like this far, like me knowing a lot of people and just being so networky, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
nah. I just thought I would just record and just put my shit out and just keep be on my merry old way, but apparently apparently not, but it's cool.
Me either. I sometimes I feel like y'all niggas kidnapped me or something. Like I blame it on Raw. Like, you know, I like to isolate, and now all of a sudden, like, I'm talking to people every fucking day. And...
yeah, I was a severe introvert. Still can be, but it's like, it's insane. I do want to apologize in advance if my child is making noise in the background. I'm a perfectionist, so I try not to be loud in people's shit, because I hate when she's loud in my shit. So, you know, I apologize.
I appreciate that. It's a kid friendly show, though. We love the kids. I did say on my episode this week, fuck them kids, but you know, still love them. Fuck them kids, but I love them kids.
2 weeks ago, because she drove me up a wall, but I still love her.
So, we didn't get to get too in depth with it the last time you was on, because it was like three guests that time. Mm-hmm. So tell the people a little bit about Drea, about the Psychopath podcast, you know, who you are, what you got going on.
Well, I have a podcast. I have a podcast called Psychopath. The name behind it, it's kind of like a wordplay on the word psychopath. During my postpartum journey, which was really, really, really really fucked up, I was called all types of names, and psychopath was definitely one of them. So I just took it around with it. Like, if I'm being a psychopath, then I'm gonna show you a fucking psychopath. So yeah, it was just a thing for me to vent. Pretty much, I was venting. I was going through a lot, and you know, I was going through, like, I guess you could say, a rebirth of just who I am. I used to be a really toxic individual. I mean, I always meant well, but I never saw where I went wrong. I never took accountability for a lot. I took accountability for some things, but most things, no. So yeah. I kind of was just realizing a lot of that by myself. So it was just more like a rebirth and just a thing for me to just let go a lot of things. And it just went from that to this. So yeah, not many projects. I just do this every Sunday, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time is where everybody can find me on YouTube. I distribute through Anchor, so that's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, iHeartRadio, and now I am syndicated on, my older episodes are syndicated on Woman Wednesdays at 10 o'clock on Opulence Radio, so shout out to Amber for that.
Yeah, shout out to Opulence. Yeah, man, she got us all, the whole gang is on Opulence.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She definitely tune in.
She hit me hey, oh my God, life's been life, and I'm like, you sure? You sure? Because you got everybody else on this motherfucker. But, you know, that's my little joke. You know, I had to stalk Flynn to get on here solo. I'm like,
sorry.
I give hair advice, but shit, I'm... I think I'm kind of a big deal a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. But I appreciate you having me.
Nah, I mean, you are a big deal. We currently been battling for several weeks. I'm trying to stay on top of that personal journals category.
I haven't been looking.
It's stressful. Yeah, I look all the time, and I was super worried this week because I'm like, she dropped two episodes last week. She just dropped another one, you know, and I'm late this week, so she might catch me. So I'm like, I normally would have just been like, fuck it, you know, I'm gonna take the week off. Now I can't take no weeks off, or Draymond gonna catch me. So.
I dropped a random 420 episode, and I have a homie. Shout out to Trey. He puts my shorter episodes because it just be long sometimes. I'm like, my shit's be long? Damn, you would never put nobody else shit in your thing. But he puts some of my shorter podcasts in his playlist. So he has quite a big following. So when he does that, it gets a lot of numbers, a lot of spin stuff. So shout out to him, the glue Trey. That's even though he been ducking my interviews and stuff. It's all good though.
That's what's up. But y'all see, I did take your hair advice. I took Chef Elise. I booked the appointments. You know, I took her. It wasn't exactly the experience that I was expecting. Let me ask you this. Has that ever happened to you? I don't know if you heard the episode, but I went, first of all, if I can go on a rant real quick. Women, dads is trying. There are dads out there that are trying to participate. Don't make it so fucking hard. I went to book a hair appointment and you had to pick what kind of style you wanted while you was booking the appointment. And all the styles was code words and shit. They wasn't twists, braids. It was Barbara Jean, Rudy, Etta Mae. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck any of this is.
Oh, wow.
So I picked the Barbara Jean, which I eventually figured out was twists. That's what I wanted. I picked it because of what it costs. I'm cheap. And then we get there. I drop her off. They pretty much kick me out. They're like, we got her. We'll text you when you need to come back. And then when I came back, I think I got charged an extra $30, $40. They was like, She wanted beads, so we gave her what she wanted. And so she had braids with beads in them, which was not what I paid for. But they just
called
the audible on me.
That's why they told you to leave.
That's why they kicked me out.
Yep, they manipulated a child.
Have you ever had that with you? Like, with you or anybody else, you go in the salon, you tell them what you want, and they just freestyle and give you what they decided you wanted?
No, not really, because I do my own hair. But more than a nail salon. If I'm getting my nails done, and they're like, hey, put this. Oh, that's cute. And, you know, you're adding on to it, not thinking none of it. Then at the end, it's like, whoa, hold the fuck up. I only came in for a regular set. How is this shit $150 just for my hands? So,
yeah, I'm just
finessed,
like,
by the Chinese people.
What if I didn't have it? What if all I had was what I had chose and decided to pay for, and then I get there and you done already done it? Was you going to take it out? What was going
to
happen?
If you take it out, they would take it out. They probably would charge you a fee to take it out. I could do hair, but I don't like to do other people hair. But if I was like a person that did hair, oh my God, there's so much money in that, because they charge you for every fucking thing. To show up, book a fee, like, hey, deposit just to come sit in my chair. If you don't come, then you don't get your deposit back. Then the late charge and it's wash hair charge. It's like, damn, like Jesus Christ.
Yeah, nah, so. I'm learning that shit the hard way. Like, again, I feel for y'all, because I was mad because haircuts used to be like 15. Then people start charging 20, 25. I'm paying $50 every time I go to the barbershop now. And I'm like, God damn.
Yeah.
But what I paid for my daughter's hair.
How much you paying?
I paid like $120 for them braids. I think they charged me a detangling fee because I took it out, but I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And I wasn't sitting there like dragging the comb through her hair, you know, dealing with that shit.
Wow.
So, yeah, I got caught with a detangling fee. I had to pay for the beads. And then pay extra for the style that they chose.
So. And it was just braids going back, right?
Yeah. Don't ask
her,
me.
Was it her natural hair, or did they add hair? Like,
that's her natural hair.
$120? Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah.
They hit me.
I paid $150 for like long braids with extensions. But yeah. Wow.
I don't know if they charge extra because they got to deal with a 7-year-old or something. I don't know how the game. You could charge me and they could really get over on me because I don't know nothing. I don't know what it's supposed to cost.
Are they black people?
Yeah.
American black?
American black. So the lady calls herself a hair pediatrician. Like, she specializes in kids' hair. They only do children.
Mm-hmm.
And the shop all set up for kids. They got games and stuff. Man, my daughter likes the lady. So.
Well, that's nice. But yeah. I've noticed that American black people, they charge a lot. And I say that to say this because the Africans, which I don't like to really say it like that, but they charge... They're pretty reasonable with their charges. So if you don't want to the Africans, you probably pay a lot less than that. But right, I don't know how it is in like Texas and stuff, how accessible African hair braiders are.
I gotta take notes. I need to find me an African. Yeah, I don't want it's
really cheap.
It's hard to find black people out here. I was in the salon that I took her to was in like the quote unquote black part of Austin. It was right next to the African American Heritage Museum or some shit, which is like a shack, but I saw a lot of black stuff out there. They had murals and jazz shit and stuff painted on the walls. I didn't see a whole lot of black people though, so I don't know. Might have got gentrified.
Yeah, that's my city now. It's kind of like what's going on in Connecticut. They're gentrifying everything.
All right, so
you can still find some niggas around here though. Like, I'm one of them, so. It's kind of hard to get rid of us. Like, where you gonna push us to? It's only but so far you can push us. You gotta adapt with us, people. You gotta adapt with us.
So you say you half black. I don't want to say half black, but you part Puerto Rican. Like, is Puerto Rican a national? I guess it's a nationality. Like, what?
I don't know.
Is it a race? Like, what do you consider Puerto Rican?
I don't know, because when I do applications. They ask me what my ethnicity is, and it says Hispanic, and what my race is, and it's like black. So I don't know, but I identify more with my black side because my mother raised me. She's a black woman, but my father is Puerto Rican. So
Puerto Rican. I know you do the patois a lot. Is that a Puerto Rican thing, or that come from someplace else? I ain't never met a Puerto Rican that spoke patois, so I was confused.
Well, my family, like, they're like Jamaican, but I don't, like, you know, they're not like Jamaican, but I used to hang out with a lot of Jamaicans. I just picked up on it. I think it's funny. It's so choppy, it's so butched. If a real Jamaican heard me, they'll probably like, bitch, no, shut up. But I try. You know, my daughter does it really well, so I think it's funny. I just do that. I just speak it just to be funny. Like, it's just something I do. I picked up, because I have hung out with a lot of Jamaicans for a long time, so you kind of pick up on things.
Yeah, I got that problem. Like, you can tell if I've been somewhere, because all of a sudden I have an accent I never had before. Like, I just can't help it. I can't control it. Like, if I'm around you and you talking like that, all of a sudden I got to talk like that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when they're talking to you. It's like, you try to, because they're speaking English. It's like, what the fuck are they saying? But after a while, it's like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. But it's definitely butch. It's not real. Like, it's fake.
Yeah, I have to be careful because I fuck around and give myself a shot or something. I think I know what a word means and I just start using it. And it means something completely different, and I get fucked up. So I gotta be careful.
Yeah, well,
all right, but you up there in Connecticut. I know the group we in. We make the joke all the time about y'all talking like you from the hood in Connecticut. So what do people need to know about Connecticut that you think they don't know?
That it's not just a whole bunch of white people. We're not the richest state. I don't know. I haven't checked statistics, but apparently we was like the sixth richest state. It may be true for the white people, but not for me. So, like, you know, I'm struggling out here. But that is not a whole bunch of white people, and that there is indeed definitely hoods out here. We get it popping out this motherfucker. We really do. I mean, I don't, but you know, I used to. But I mean, like, it, you better watch where you go. Some places, you feel safe. Some places, like, oh, I don't know about this, but I think that's everywhere.
Yeah. I tell people that about like DC, because Connecticut is real small, but y'all are at least a state. We're not even a fucking state. But like, it's real small, but and you can be in a place that look nice, but right behind you is the bullshit.
Yeah, that's how it is in my city. I'm from Bridgeport. I currently live in Waterbury. It's just as dusty as Bridgeport. But Waterbury, I don't know where I might get shot at, so I don't really go out nowhere. At least Bridgeport, I know. Like, okay, if I go here, I may possibly get shot. You know, like, they just had a big old freaknik last minute party, and I'm not fucking going to that shit. Then the people's bringing their kids, and like, what? They're like, why you don't want to go? I'm like, cause somebody gonna fight or get shot. And then literally an hour and a half in, like, three people got shot, and I'm just like, I knew it. So it's like, you can't really do gatherings. And I'm sure probably where I live currently, but again, I don't know. But like in my city, you can't do really gatherings for like the youth or people a little bit younger than me because everybody has quote unquote ops. So it's like a dead zone. I mean, a deadly zone. So I went, and, you know, it's unfortunate because Bridgeport could be really nice, but it's just, you can't really congregate there unless you're like older. You go to the older clubs, but then you got some ignorant older people too. Like, it's just. It's, I don't know, but I love my city. I'm from there, you know, but it's dangerous. It could get really dangerous out there.
I like that. I don't know where I might get shot. So
I don't know.
I don't think people get that. Like if you from the hood or you familiar with the hood, like, I'm comfortable with that because I know the rules. I know where not to go, where I'm cool at, where I should be, where I shouldn't be, what to say, how to speak. And then you go to some of these other places and it's like, yeah, it's a free for all. You don't know what's like, nobody following the rules, and now I'm uncomfortable.
I try not to like follow news breaks here because I'm only like 30 minutes away from my city. But because I like to think I live in a nice city, but my baby father always tells me, "Hey, did you see this in Waterbury?" I'm just like, "No, I like to think I live in a nice city." I go to the next door city town to go shopping where all the white people are. I don't correspond at all with people out here. No. Because, again, I don't know what might happen. Like I said, at least in Bridgeport, I know. Like, I'm not going to that bus stop because I don't know. Shit might get real over there. So,
I got you.
I mean, shit get real anywhere. But you just kind of, like, know. Like you said, if you're from the hood or whatever. I think Bridgeport is a hood. There's nicer areas in Bridgeport. But the majority is pretty much, is just a whole bunch of niggas. Gentrified. So, everybody's adapting. They're trying to adapt with the niggas and a whole bunch of low-income units and all that stuff. So, it's just like a typical spot somewhere else, just Connecticut. You know, people make jokes about it. You may fuck around and find out coming out here. Or you may not. You know, it could go either way.
Depending on where you get shot.
Depending on where you go. Depending on where you go.
I got you. Mm-hmm. All right, so I got to ask you this, because you just dropped the Unpopular Opinions Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had the privilege of being a part of that, and I think I probably went a little too. I be trying to fight this whole Carlton image, so sometimes like, I get in my reckless bag, and I don't know when to get out. I probably said too much in that drink, but I know.
No, I think it was pretty good. I laughed. It was funny. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I overthink things, but yeah, so sometimes I'm like, man, no, I could have pulled back. Like, you don't need to be that reckless. But one of your unpopular opinions, and I got to understand where this came from. I got to understand where, because you just forced me to share a picture of this orange nigga, and it's like I gotta support the homie. I was on the episode. I gotta push the episode. But God damn it, I do not want this shit on my timeline. But there it is. But how did you become a supporter of Big T, as you like to call
him? I want to make this very clear. I'm not like a avid supporter. Like, you won't see me riding around with fucking Trump fucking flags. Like, how they do that in Texas?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah.
They do that out here too. Yeah. Okay. So I don't like those type. But I mean, I don't know. It's just, I just feel like he just was a real, like, he just was himself, if that makes sense. I feel like all the other presidents, they didn't do much. And it's not even about the whole stimulus shit, because they're like, oh, he gave the stimulus. I'm like, no, that's just poor people shit. Like, no. I just feel like, you know, he just stood on what he believed in. Like, he didn't hold back. He was just funny. That's another thing, too. Like, when you're funny, it's just like, yo, this dude, like, I enjoyed every single speech he did. Like, because I'm like, yo, this nigga's ignorant, but it's like, he's not holding back. I feel like everybody should just not be outspoken, but like, I just think, you know, America kind of like needed that.
He was definitely funny, but we wasn't laughing with him. We was laughing at him. Like, he was definitely himself, and he's a fucked up. He seemed dumb. I hate to call somebody that like moves in that kind of money dumb, but
I think knew some people, i.e. some black ignorant folks, will agree with a lot of the things he's saying. I feel like he trolled a lot. So I saw through that. I mean, you know, will I vote for him again? I don't know. I'm not going to say yes or no. I don't know. But I do think he's a lot better than who we got now. Like, he's just, I feel like he's worried about the wrong things, in my personal opinion. It's like, he's not helping. I feel like a lot of presidents didn't help. I wouldn't say Trump didn't, but I do think other presidents, I don't know how they would handle the pandemic. I think he handled the pandemic very, as best as he can, with comedy. You just had to laugh. You had to laugh to that shit. I'm sorry. Because that was a fucked up time. I mean, RP to everybody that passed away. That's not what I mean when it's like, you know, it was a time, like, when it comes to that. But, like, it was a fucking time that time, man. Jesus.
I'll give you that. He definitely was entertaining through that whole thing. But, yeah, I think he fucked that situation up about as bad as he could possibly fuck it up. Just trying to pretend like this shit wasn't happening, you know, while it's happening. It's like, nigga, it's happening. Like, just, yeah, let's make moves. Let's fix this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just stop talking about bleach, or when the winter come or the summer come, it's going to be too hot for the shit. Like, chill.
Yeah. Nigga. I mean, I don't know. It was just funny. Like, but I don't think he was horrible. I don't think, like, I mean, the whole grab her by the pussy shit. Like, yeah, I didn't support that, but I don't think he was bad. Like, how everybody thought he would be. Like, I thought, like, when he first came in, I thought we was going to be at war. I thought bombs was going to be dropping. I thought, like, we were going to be in, like, literally, I mean, racism is still a thing. It never went away, but I thought it was literally going to be like the line in between whites and blacks, and then all the fucking mixed people, where the fuck were they going to go? Like, I was thinking about a lot of that shit, but to me, it just, I don't know. I just thought it was funny. His whole fucking term was funny.
Now, it was funny. I definitely feel like, like, racism is more out in the open. And that's where I like my racism. I like my racism out in the open. I don't like the hidden shit where I don't know how you feel. Yeah. I don't know what's about to happen. Like, I see somebody in one of them, what's the shit that they say? So, let's go Brandon. I see somebody in one of them let's go Brandon shirts. I'm like, I know what type of time you on, so I know how to approach you.
Who was that? I don't even know who's Brandon. So the guy that got fired?
No, that there was some. I think it was a Trump rally or something. Well, okay. It might have been a Biden speech, but a Trump supporter, they yelled out. I think they yelled out "fuck Joe Biden," but the way it sounded on the playback, you know, people was trying to say, oh no, he said "let's go Brandon," and so now let's go Brandon is code word for "fuck Joe Biden," and that's how they wear the shirts, like, you know, just to let you know. I ain't gonna say "fuck Joe Biden," but I said it.
You know? I mean, I just feel like none of them are for us, to be honest with you. They're all for themselves, and a lot of them don't have a lot of control over what they could do anyway. It goes through all these people that got to pass all these bills, and it's like, what the fuck is the point of being a president? But
that's how I kind of feel, like, and that's why, you know, I don't like the dude. I don't want him to be president again. And it's not about policies. It's just about him as a person. I don't like him personally, and I don't want him up there. I really feel like Republicans, if he had good policies, if he was doing good work, just get somebody else to do the same shit he was doing, but shut the fuck up while they doing it. Like, if he just didn't talk, he probably would have got by. But he just had to say slick shit or dumb shit all the fuck. He just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd have been good.
I mean, when it comes to the whole parties, I mean, I don't really see a difference. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to sound like a... like, I'm for, like, the whole Republican Party. But, I mean, some of their views is, like, they're not bad. Like, you know, like, they want people to, like, you know, especially with the whole... Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, the whole people not wanting to work and just want to collect from the government and all that. Like, you know what I mean? If you have to, if that's something you're, like, in a fucked up situation, cool. But if it's just, like, you just living off poverty, like, you just living off the government and you just don't care... And it's kind of like people working, people like me, of course you're going to look like, what the fuck? Like, you know, so I agree with some things when it comes to like stuff like that and just other little stuff too. But I mean,
some of that stuff to me, it rings like hypocritical because those and it's, you're right. It's both parties. But those people who operate in that kind of money, you don't get that kind of money without knowing how to work the system. Like, like Trump talking about his taxes. He's like, I'm smart because I didn't pay taxes. But, you know, me and you is getting killed. We getting cute. And he got more money than us, but he paying less than we do. You know what I'm saying? So they might not be taking handouts. They might not be on welfare or something, but they definitely getting over on the system and getting like quote unquote free money by, you know, skirting around taxes and, you know, giving breaks to their homies. And, you know, I'm giving contracts to this person, giving contracts to that person. Like they doing the same shit.
Just
a different way. And then like looking down on the people that's.
I mean, I don't agree with the whole looking down, but when you are in, when you are in it, you know what I mean? When you look, you're just like, damn, like, shit, we're just, I don't know. It just, I don't know. But I'm not like a avid Trump supporter, like, yeah, make America great again. No, I mean, I say it to be funny because it's just funny because he is right. It needs to be great. But I don't know when it ever was like, it, I don't, America needs to be great. I just don't know when it ever was like, you know what I mean? So like, he has some points. I enjoyed him just as a person, just watching. I'm like, this nigga is a fucking fool. Like, I can't believe he's on national TV. Just like, you know, saying this shit. Like, he just don't give a fuck. I don't,
I get you that. He was crazy. Like, I don't even want to say honest, but he had a lot of honest moments. I think he, you know, he told a lot of lies and he
for sure. But even with the wall shit. That shit was. I mean, like, as soon as he like got inaugurated, he just was like really trying. I'm like, yo, this dude is just, he is not playing any games. But I enjoyed the 4 years with him. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, now I don't know. Maybe. I mean, the whole shit with Russia. He got connects with Russia. Even though I feel like Russia probably don't fuck with him like that. But I mean, you know, you got to keep your enemies close. That's how I feel. But he is a little bit dumb. He needs somebody a little bit smarter behind him. He needs like a smart vice president, if that makes sense. I don't know about the other guy he had. I didn't really look too much into him.
Now, I'm not a political person. I don't really follow it. Like, don't feel like my life changes significantly from one president to the other.
Nope, I'm still
poor. Something may go up, prices may go down, but that shit always, it is what it is. Like,
yeah.
I don't pay attention to it because it don't really. But there are some things happening that are directly affecting people. We ain't going to get into all that. I'm not trying to turn this into the politics episode.
That's cool.
I just had to ask you about that. All right, so real quick, we're going to do... I said this was going to be like the clear the air episode, but it's not really necessary.
Whatever you want to be, Flan. It's your show.
It's no air to clear, but me and Raw, I had Raw Sass on the show. We did a show where we addressed a situation where we got broed. And then you did a show, and now it wasn't the whole theme of the show, but for a couple of minutes, you know, you address the situation. Mm-hmm. I just want to see where we are. Everything good? Everything good? We understand each other? Everything good?
Everything was good. I was like, damn, when the fuck did this? Wait, what happened? I didn't, like I said, the context of it, again, I was drunk as shit. Guys, if you didn't listen to the episode, listen to the episode, it's episode 2 on Psychopath with Johnny. I didn't say any names, so that's all. I was just like, damn, they want to clear the air. I didn't even say nobody's name. They didn't say my name, so I didn't want to make it like a big deal to me, because it's not a big deal to me. But it just, you know, slided me a little bit, only because of the whole, I just got from it like, I thought I was a big headed person. even, you know, like I thought it was a shit. I didn't like that because I'm like, damn, I'm the most least. I fucking question myself all the time. Like, dang, you know. So, but no, everything bigger than mine.
No, I had no problem.
It was. I didn't know you were the one that was attacked first. I apologize. Right.
it came out of nowhere, out of left field. Like I just, and that was the joke that I made at first. Was like, that's never happened to me. I never had somebody just out of nowhere be like, you know what? It'll never happen. I just need you to know that for whatever reason. And it just spiraled from there.
I was fucked up. I mean, but I just thought everybody was having fun. I thought y'all were joking. A lot of it is jokes. It's not.
Oh, like, yeah. Everybody was laughing. Yeah, it was a hilarious. But you know how the group goes. Once something is funny, it's never going to fucking die.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel like, you know, because after that, Raj, like, yeah, sis. I'm like, all right, come on now. Like, you been to you as bro way before this. Like, you don't got to do all that. Like, you know, that's what I told him. And then we had a conversation before I even knew the episode was even a thing. So when the episode dropped, I'm like, wait a minute. Hold up. What the fuck? Like, so I was tight for like a good, maybe like 45 minutes. I'm like, they didn't really say anything. Like, you know what I mean? But
yeah, we was just having fun. He just hit me like, you know, he was trying to get back on the show. And you know me. So, let me say this to other people too. Like, Draymo, and you should understand this because both of our podcasts are in the personal journals category. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My show is a personal journal. I don't typically have guests because I don't have, you know, I'm telling what's going on in my life, you know. And if I do have a guest, I need us to have a topic. Like, I need us to have something to talk about.
I mean, all is fair. Listen, I said too on my show, I can't get upset. I mean, my, like I said, personal journal, I talk about a lot of shit that, you know, I went through in my life still to this day. So I've made fucking episodes about people. I don't say names, but I've made clear episodes like, this is how the fuck I feel. So like, you know, and I've been told like, damn, that was kind of harsh. So I'm like, well, that's how I felt. So I'm like, well, no, you can't really get upset. That's how they looked at it. And that's how, you know, it is what it is. Like, so no, I was never upset. I just, you know, I do feel like the vibe, not even like with you, but I do feel like the vibe, like Raw and I just kind of like shifted a little bit, but I think we're good now. Everything's all good.
Everything's all good. I was hurt because it was like a, you said about 30 times. You was like, really, it was the first night. You was like, you know, you were more bothered that you possibly upset Raw. And it was like the other nigga was just in the crossfire. Like, he just caught it straight.
I didn't know that. Like, again, but I did mention, like, I was drunk. I don't know how it went. But in my mind, I thought maybe I came at Raw first. But I didn't know it was you. But I mean, you know, hey, just take that, what I said about Raw, and apply it to you. But I meant what I said. Like, I mean, like, you know what I mean? I don't mean no disrespect by it. Like, anything can happen. You could be, you know, I don't know. I don't mean it like, I don't know. I can't explain. Bro, it's just bro. Like, I mean, I just.
Nah, I get it. It's all good. I think disrespect was the wrong word.
My whole life. I'd have been the homie my whole life. I don't know. Maybe I also have to think, too. People aren't like me. So, like, you know, like, I just don't be good. I mean, the littlest things, like I said, from that whole segment, that shit. Oh, nobody was trying to fuck. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold up. Like, what the fuck are you trying to say? Like I'm conceited or something? That's that little part right there was the one that was the part that I really, like, you know. So. Other than that, no, I'm straight. I'm good. I mean, I thought we all, everybody was good, but it makes great content, you know. Great little back and forth. I think it was cool.
And I definitely didn't feel disrespected. I mean, that was more of a joke. I, you know, disrespect might have been the wrong word.
Y'all would know if I was mad. I would block shut all y'all. Don't give no fucks. Like, who? I don't fucking know them.
That's fine. I thought we was family. We's a family and we's going to stay a family.
Oh, shit. I done blocked a lot of my family. You better ask my sister. I ain't talked to my sister for a year. She had to literally tell my baby father, like, when we was together, hey, can you just tell Dre I love her and happy Thanksgiving? I'm like, she should never do what the fuck she did. I forgot what she did at that point, but I was just like, fuck her. But, you know.
Nah, but I definitely get it because, yeah, that was the worst part for me of, like, when I was deep in my, like, alcoholism. Mm-hmm. It's like having the moments where I blacked out and then, like, the next day, having to depend on other people to tell you what you did, and then people spice shit up and they just hype it up like you did this and you did that.
That's why I won't watch it. Yeah, because it reminds me, like, I mean, I recently started back drinking, but I don't drink as much as I used to. So for me to drink as much as I did, like, just alone, I mean, I'm drinking like that with friends, but we shared a bottle. But me drinking like a whole bottle, I woke up the next day, like, oh my God, I drank that whole fuck. Like, I was disgusted with myself. So it was more like a. No, I'm not going to watch that. I hope you don't put it out. I'm glad they didn't put it out from what I see. So, if they do, I'm not going to watch it. It is what it is. I can't tell somebody what to do, but I hope not. Because it's just to see me fucked up. I don't really care what happened on the show, because it is what it is. It's just to see me so, like, how I used to be, like you said, dependent on, like, I don't fucking remember certain shit. And then being recorded, it's kind of like, you know, one day my daughter will see that when I grow up, when she grows up. You know, I don't want her to see that. Mommy was drunk as hell on a podcast, showing a nipple. I can say that on your show. I won't say that on my show.
Why people come on my show and drop the shit that they're not going to drop on their own show?
But they can just, yeah. I mean.
Nah, it was a good time. And it's behind the paywall, so I don't think you got to worry about too many people just randomly popping up on that joint.
Hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Like I said, like I feel like maybe I went a little too far with some of this, you know, some of my unpopular. I already got a text about Baby Boy. Somebody was like, "You really think Baby Boy?"
Oh, yes, yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah. That one was horrible. You really That's think true. I feel like it was just, I don't know. I just saw the visual with you and Smash. John, she came just for like moral support for me, because I'm like, I don't know. My vice isn't, or like my strong suit isn't improvising. So like if things get a little dead, I don't know really what to do after. Like, cause I'm not used to having guests. Again, I'm by myself. Like, you know, but I did do an Unpopular Opinions alone. So I'm like, I wonder how it would be for other people. But I just saw the vision with like, you and Smash. I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like they would work together like really well. So I feel like it was just, I mean, I was having technical difficulties, but I feel like I wanted to be like, you know, I feel like you did what you did, but it wasn't that bad. Not to me.
I just know I'd be fighting this whole Carlton, whitest black man, people know, tea drinking. I'd be trying to, and sometimes I try too hard.
Yeah, like, but I mean, but you're not like Carlton, for sure. Like, you're not like Carlton. And even Carlton had a little, like, I feel like the nigga who played Carlton now is more like Carlton than, if that makes sense, right? You know what I mean? Like, you're not, you still got a little peppy step, but it's not wrong with it. It's nothing wrong with you being who you are. Like, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Like,
nah, yeah, I'm me, and I gotta just.
If you want to defend your white friends, that's cool. But if you didn't want to defend Trump, so that did kind of shock me. I'm like, he's not a Trump supporter? Oh shit! But you know, I mean, I don't, white people, they're cool. I just didn't have a lot of good run-ins with a lot of them. So I might do live in Connecticut. So you know, when we do go to, I do shop in the neighboring towns where a whole bunch of white people there, sort of just looking at you a little different. I don't like that too much, but I don't have a problem with them. It is what it is with them.
It was an adjustment for me moving here to Texas, because, like I said, DC is really easy to just not be around other groups. If you don't really want to, you might go downtown to work and come back home, and you know, it's just nothing but black folks.
And you would think DC is like mad white though, because it's the fucking, you know, the capital, all that shit is there. So that's what I've never been, only through passing, never like stopped and got a burger or nothing.
I want to say half and half, but it's probably more black than it is white. Like, they got their sections, and they really be out in Virginia and that type of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the city is ours, kind of shit.
I want to take my daughter down here, like the White House and shit. So I mean, I don't know if it's worth it though.
When I move down here, just being around them like on a daily basis, and Austin is real cool. It's like, it's hippie time. Like, you know, it's when I moved here, people told me like, you're going to be fine as long as you stay in Austin. Like, don't just think you can venture out and go other places. Like, stay the fuck in Austin. But, you know, but yeah, like, white people just talking to me and, like, being friends and wanting to have conversations, that shit was real weird to me when I moved down here.
That's how I felt when I lived in a College Park for, like, a little while. And it was a bunch of black people, though. They're like, hey, neighbor. I'm like, well, fucking do that shit up north. Like, you better not say hi to me. I'll say hi to some people, but it's never to you. Every time you come outside, they're waving at you or coming to spark conversation. It's just crazy. It was just really weird, especially when you're an introvert. It's like, hi. But it's like, how you supposed to make friends? Like, you supposed to make a living out here? That didn't work out.
People don't get that. Like, East Coast, like, especially, you know, up north, the Northeast, like, we're not rude. We are friendly people, but we mind our business. Like, you know saying? Like, we're not going to go out our way to come over there and see what you got going on. We trying to ignore you, because normally if you get involved in somebody else's business, that's when bad shit happens to you.
Exactly. You may walk up with somebody and fuck around and get shot up here. Like, exactly. No. Hey, you got to be careful.
So, yeah, people are still nice. They'll talk to you. They'll help you if you need help. But we're not going over there. Like, you might have to
hey, can you help me with this?
Exactly. Yeah, you might have to say something.
Yeah, it's definitely, we don't have northern hospitality. We just, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
But no, I definitely appreciate you coming on. I think this was a good one. We We got to talk a little bit about Trump. That'll be. I ain't putting a picture of him in the episode though.
Shock value. People probably like, what the fuck? But then people probably like, oh hell no. So I don't know. It probably go either way. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, he got one of them faces. People tend to click on it. Like, what the fuck did he say this time or something? But before we get out of here, just, you know, anything else you want to hit on or anything else you got going on you want to make sure that people know about that they can check out?
No, not really. I'm boring. You know, you guys are more popping than I am. You guys got the shows and you guys be doing. No, I'm just kidding. No, nothing really. Just the podcast. That's it. I was thinking about writing a book, but.
That'd be dope.
I don't know when. Yeah. I was thinking maybe top of 2024, but I don't want to put a date on it because then it's going to bother me if it's not done by the date or if it's not started by the date. So, but I've been thinking about it. So I won't say look out, but just keep your ears open. Eyes and ears open for it.
How you feeling about the transition into the visual space? Now you're on YouTube as well.
How's yes. that working for you? I don't know if I like it or not. Only because I feel like I'm really into fashion. I'm really into looking good. So I try to look good. I mean, I don't look good now because I look crazy. But your audience.
Nobody
is
knows.
Good.
Nobody. Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like I always have to like get dressed and just, you know, and then. I don't really have a schedule. I say I do every Monday, but sometimes I'm recording fucking 4 nights out the week. So it's like getting dressed every single day. And then I'm lagging. So, but I'm gonna do it until that subscription I have to pay again. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. That's a whole year from now. So,
yeah you're braver than me. I'm doing a month to month on Riverside. I couldn't pay for it the year outright. I don't, you know. I charge
my credit card, so it's kind of like I'm just paying it back. Yeah, so like it was just like if you're gonna do it, just do it. I just did it with my eyes closed. Like fuck, I really did it. So you know, paying it back with a little bit of interest, but I just paid like large amounts back. It was only $240. It wasn't that bad. But I mean, for something like I'm investing in my pod. I never thought like you know it's coming up on a year. Next month will be a year that I started my podcast. So I'm like I never thought from like just sitting in my one bedroom apartment, pissed the fuck off. I'm a baby daddy for like the umpteenth time that I would record, and it would just get to this point. I never thought that. So I'm grateful.
Nah, yeah, this podcasting thing is a dope journey, and then yeah, all the people that I've met like you and our whole little group. You know, it's pretty dope. I'm about to mute this group chat though. Raw, chill with the fucking one word at a time. Chill. Chill, bro.
Mine, seriously. I enjoy it though. It's funny for me. To me it's funny. I don't know. I don't have friends in real life. I mean I do, but they don't understand. I feel like you guys don't understand, but you understand it at the same time. Nobody left. I mean I left when I was upset about that time. I was upset about something, I forgot what it was. Oh, the fucking shit with the fucking whole shit. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Fuck everybody in this group chat. Well, see, I came back. So
you came back. I said, I felt like that was a misunderstanding. Like it just didn't get communicated the right way.
Communicated it right. If you just said how you said it, I'd have been like, cool. It was just more like a say yes or no right now. Like, what the fuck? I can't. Like, I literally can't say yes or no. I mean, I can say no, but I can't say yes. Then something happens, you know? So, but I mean, I'm cool with that. It is what it is.
But now, yeah, again, I appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate you having me. You know, I had to stalk you. You know, you treat me like Big Smash or whatever. I'm like, damn, what the fuck? I just got an episode with others. I mean, shout out to them. Like, I fuck with them. It's like, damn. He had a whole solo on my shit. I mean, listen to Flan's story. It's so dope. Listen to it. People listen to your shit. Like... Nah, but thank you for having me. I hope this wasn't a forced thing to do. I hope you really want to do this.
Nah, I enjoy collaborating with y'all. It's good. And it's easier for me because I don't have to talk to myself for 45 minutes. That shit is, you know, it can be exhausting sometimes.
It's better. You know what? I noticed before, you know, when I was audio, I was able to do it. But when I'm visual, doing solos, it's kind of hard. Because I'm looking at myself. I'm looking at, like, how I'm looking. And I'm just like, oh, no. Oh, look at my hair. Like, I will say, oh, my hair's all messed up in the fucking video. But, you know, I'll also be like, you know what? I do that in the audio, too. So, this is what the fuck y'all want. People wanted visuals because I used to talk a lot of shit in my first, like, a lot of shit. Like, screaming, fuck, oh, fuck y'all. Like, no, I was, whew, it was bad.
You used to talk a lot of shit?
I mean, I still do. I ain't never gonna stop talking shit. Next nigga better understand. She talks shit. That's just who she is.
Hey, then, leave your PlayStation at home. Hide that shit. Don't bring it out right away.
Because the first night I'm like, hell no, I'm out of here. This nigga, too comfortable already. Nope.
But now this has been good. Appreciate you being here. Yeah, for those listening, you know, if you like what you heard, please, you know, like, subscribe, you know, check out the other episodes, tell a friend, share, you know, that type of shit. And I see people shit. I ain't gonna do that. Share. You know,
I share a lot of motherfucking shit. I'm like, damn, my shit don't get shared at all. I'll say it for you. But it's cool. It is what it is.
It is what it is. But check out the merchandise store, whatistws.com/store. Get yourself a shirt, hoodie, or whatever. It's the summer of the algorithms, a coupon code algorithm. I'll get you 20% off your entire
spell
order.
That. You got to spell that for the people.
That's A-L. Hold on, let me think about it. A-L-G-O-R-I-T-H-M.
Cool.
Or Google it. Google that shit. Like, just Google it. But your algorithm will get you 20% off. Help me take Chef Elise to Disney World or whatever. Get her some new soccer cleats. Something like that.
No, Disney World.
Disney World. I'm trying to do it before her mom and stepdad do it. I'm competing. So I'm trying to get there first. So I gotta.
I want y'all to do it together. Oh, but I know you don't want to go with them. So I want y'all to do it together as a collaborative thing. But imagine three Mickey's adults and the baby and your daughter. Yeah, that way.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm the third wheel. Like I'm supposed to be on a vacation with my daughter and I'm like the outside nigga. Like I'm the
I don't know. I just hope I never get to that point. Like, my baby daddy, if you move on, just move on and get your child. I don't want to be involved in none of that shit. I want some plates, though. I want food. I don't give a fuck. Every occasion, your bitch got to understand. Your people's not a cook. I need some food. I'm sorry. That's it. That's it. Hey, how you doing? I'm just coming to get a plate. Bye, baby. That's it. To the baby. I'm out.
We got a cool situation. I'm happy about it. It is uncomfortable. Like, as a man, if you got to go visit your family at another man's house, like that's, you know what I'm saying? It's never going to be like, yay, I want to do this type shit. But
well, I mean, I'm not saying get your own family. It all works whenever it comes. But, you know, when you get to a space where it's like you're comfortable to date and everything, then it probably won't be as horrible.
Yeah, I don't see it
double
coming.
Dating and shit. Damn, that would be crazy.
Yeah, I don't see it coming. Talking to y'all, I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to keep my PlayStation.
I troll. I'm trolling 95% of the time. Like, I really am. But, I mean, I don't know about everybody else. I'm hoping they trolling her. I hope so. Because if not, damn. They're fucked up.
You and me, bro. I'm hoping this is not really what it's like. But, yeah. Man, if you're listening to this and you made it this far, you're the real MVP. And I do appreciate you. Shout out to Dre-Mo. Please check her out on YouTube. You know, all the streaming platforms. And Opulous Radio. You know, like absolutely. I said, tune in anytime. We all there. It's always something dope going on.
And that's Psychopath, not Psychopath Podcast. That's on my Instagram. That's just Psychopath Podcast. You just type in Psychopath, CycleePath. All you got to type in. And hopefully I pop up. I should pop up.
You should. Pretty sure you do.
Yeah. But
until we speak again, y'all be safe, be easy, be the light. And know this, if you know nothing else, Dre-Mo is not a real Trump supporter. She just thinks the nigga is funny. And I fucking love it. Yeah.
Peace out.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later.
Love.